quit calling him my boyfriend. I just said I thought he's cute and a little mysterious. Hey, you missed a couple of mornings. I was wondering if you found another diner that we'd have to be jealous of. One sec, darling. Hey, Officer Putnam, I'll be right there to come and see you. Now, what can I get for you? Are you okay? Hey, what? Oh, okay. Just coffee. Weren't you the one who was ranting about how coffee's just boiled mud water? You really aren't upset about something. I'm sorry, it's none of my business. Do you need a minute? What? Help you? What do you mean? You were fine a minute ago. Wait. You're scared of Officer Putnam. No, no, it's okay. I got you. Hold on.
Well, you don't seem to be happy to see me, officer. You know Doris made a key lime pie. How about I get you a slice? Cup of Joe? I'll be right back.
Okay. I got him seated on the far side. But he still sat facing the door. Come on, let me take you out the back. You can't leave. You can't leave driving your car. Ah, you can't leave driving that car. Don't make me regret this. But if I give you the keys to my car to go and hide in, I can try to leave my shift now. I only had 15 minutes left anyway. I'll be right back. So, if you are worried about being in your car, I'm guessing you probably shouldn't go home. I guess you're stuck with me then. Come on, my place is right around the corner. What? Can't I go rescue a hardened criminal from the long arm of the Louvre for no reason whatsoever? Come on. I've seen you every day since I graduated high school. I know more about you than you'd guess. Did you know you were a senior when I was a freshman? Granted, the band geek that I was wasn't that attractive back then, I guess. Yep, we were in marching band together for a whole semester. I wasted that time in woodwinds when I should have been learning the quads in percussion like you. You like how it contrasts with my pink waitress outfit? Yeah, so this is my place. I know it's a bit of a mess, but I promise there is a method to the chaos. Hold on. I hate these bright lights the apartment put in here, so I usually just chill by candlelight. I will only take a second. Welp. Man on the run. You can absolutely crash for the night if you want to. I was thinking of ordering delivery anyways, since, you know, you can't exactly wine and dine a girl while you're on the run. So I don't have cable or anything. I stream all my stuff on my tiny little tablet. I mean, we can watch that, or you have any other idea how to pass the time? Hold on, cowboy. I knew that look. We are going to need a couple of beers, aren't we? Lucky you. I played Hey Mister to have a guy buy beer for me at the Come and Go yesterday. I remember. remember you liked music in high school. My dad left me a pretty large collection of vinyl. Should we put something on? Sure. Get up. I bet you want to dance. Will that be okay? No, come on, we are dancing. Come on. You can't be anxious if we're slow dancing. Get up here. Can I wrap my arms around your neck? See, I can take care of your mind. Now, put your hands on my hips. Yeah. I like how that feels. You want me to take that off? Yeah. Okay. Do you like that tattoo? Three peonies, yeah. It, signifies my sisters. Three of us. Yeah, that's one on my back too. A flamingo. Yeah, because my mom has a flamingo tattoo as well, and she used to have these business cards, and it's just so silly. It's a soft connection. Can I kiss you? This will be a little bit direct, but I haven't actually gotten a chance to blue anyone since I got my tongue piercing. Do you want to be the first one? Do you want to take it out for me? Oh my god. Alright, full disclosure, I would absolutely not care what your cock looked like, but fuck, your cock is gorgeous. I feel like I should send your parents a thank you card. I'm sorry, was that weird? It was weird. Why am I talking about your parents while drooling over this perfect... Oh, I will literally never forgive myself if I ruin the mood. Did I ruin the mood? No? Are you sure? Okay. In that case, can I touch you? Please? Can I touch your cock? Yeah? Oh, why don't you take off the rest of your clothes? Yeah, please. I've been the only one naked for way too long. Don't get me wrong. It's a good top on you. Well, let's be real. Wouldn't it look better on the floor? Oh my god, pickup lines are so terrible. You have to forgive me. I'm such a newbie at flirting and stuff. Just follow me. Don't stop stripping. I want a trail of evidence to follow back to the kitchen in the morning. Just sit down here. Yeah. Let me get on my knees. And... Oh, fuck. kiss you hard. Oh my god. Fuck, your cock tastes so good. Circling the tip. Perfect cock. My god. Yeah. You wanna be deeper in my mouth? Yeah. Inside me. Oh no, I'm not done yet. Don't worry, I'm not done yet. Just like up and down your shaft. Squeeze your balls. Do you like that? Do you like how that feels? Oh, great. Oh, baby. You want me to suck on your balls a bit? Yeah. Okay. Fuck. Feels too tight. Don't worry. You don't have to be gentle. I promise you can't break me. If you want to hold my head down, go for it. You wanna try that again? How does it feel to be all the way down my throat? I can't fucking stand it. Can I show you something? Please? Yeah? Give me your hand. I want you to feel how wet I am. I'm literally dripping down my leg. Fuck. You did that to me. You have ruined my panties. Oh god. Come on. Oh, fuck. The only condoms I have are from my friend's bachelorette party. They're fucking glow in the dark. Oh, god. Do you mind if I put one on? Any excuse to touch your dick, am I right? Fuck, it's absolutely ruining how pretty your cock is. It just looks ridiculous. I'm sorry, can I just take it off? I'm on a pill, it's fine. Yeah? Do you want to risk it? No, I mean, I've been tested and everything. I get tested regularly, so it's fine. Yes, fuck, I love it better. This is so much better. Condoms suck anyway. I swear, boy cum set something off in me. I always start to come when I feel it inside me. So, I'll need you to come with me. Don't you want to paint this tight little pussy white? Let me just lay down. I want you on top of me. Yes, I want your body on mine. I want to feel your weight. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you're so fucking gorgeous. Yes, just put it in. Just let it in. It will go in so easy. I'm so fucking wet. Oh, yes. Put it in. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, you feel so good. Oh, I knew. Oh, God, I knew. I knew you would feel so fucking good, but oh, God. Oh, oh, fuck, yes. I needed it so bad. I needed you so bad. Oh, God, I mean, thinking about you every day when you came in. Oh, I know you thought about me too. I could see in your eyes. I could see it in your eyes. Oh, baby, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes, please. Oh, please, fuck me. Oh, yes, fuck me. Oh, but, oh, keep eye contact. Keep eye contact. I love seeing your eyes as you fucking me. I love seeing how you feel. Oh, yes, and your moves. Oh, my God, your moves. Oh, baby, yes. Yes. Tell me how good I make you feel. Tell me. Oh, oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Give me your hand. Hold my hand. Yes. Oh, fuck, let me squeeze your hand. Oh, baby, yes. Yes. Kiss me. Fuck. Yes, keep looking at me. I want to see your face. I want to see your face when you come inside me. Yes, fill me up with your cum. Yes, please come inside me. Please. Yeah, you're getting close. Yeah. Me too. I want you to come with me. I want us to come together. Yes, please. Oh, yes, tell me when you come. Tell me. Oh, yes, I can feel your cock twitching. Yes, please keep looking at me. Come with me. You don't have to worry about me. You can tell me anything. I've not always done the right thing either, but you trusted me to take care of you. I'm kind of hoping you will keep letting me take care of you. I know I was hinting at it earlier, but I've had a crush on you for years. And I maybe knew that your mum worked there before the accident. And I heard that you are still at your booth a lot. Of course we know it's your booth. All the regulars avoided out of some sort of unspoken agreement to honor your mother and your grief. You are special to everyone there. Hal even politely requested a couple to move when he saw you pull up once. I mean, I wanted to be around you. But hitting on you at the diner, when you were there to be close to her, I felt sort of guilty. I've always seen that you are kind. You're different. Let's let tomorrow worry about itself. I'd love to keep sharing this bed for as long as you need it. Or maybe even longer.